LAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. President Biden will visit Israel Wednesday. Secretary of State Antony Blinken making that announcement after marathon talks with Israel's prime minister and his war cabinet. Government aid groups say only half of the million people told to evacuate North Gaza have done so. And getting hostages out of Hamas tunnels is a priority in a ground offensive. Israeli Army Lieutenant Colonel and spokesperson Jonathan Karikas.
Most of our hostages are civilians, women, children, elderly, babies, and even a 80-year-old Holocaust survivor are being held, and we are committed to getting them back.
House expected to vote on a new speaker tomorrow. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is the Republican nominee after a closed-door vote, getting most of the GOP votes. Former President Trump saying he'll appeal a gag order from the federal judge in the 2020 election interference case. The order says he cannot make statements targeting prosecutors, court staff, or witnesses. This is ABC News. Massachusetts governor says she's running out of room to house migrants arriving in her state.
Massachusetts shelters nearing capacity. Governor Maura Healey says more than 7,000 families are being housed, and
we do not have enough space, service providers, or funds to safely expand beyond 7,500 families. We expect to hit that limit at the end of the month.
Healey appealing to Washington.
We need urgent support from the federal government, which bears ultimate responsibility for this situation.
And naming retired Air National Guard Lieutenant General Scott Rice Emergency Shelter Director. Dave Packer, ABC News.
They've made an arrest in last week's murder of Philadelphia police officer Richard Menendez. Menendez was shot as he and his partner confronted people breaking into a car at Philadelphia International Airport. That city's deputy commissioner announcing they've arrested 18-year-old Yobrani Martinez Fernandez in New Jersey. They brought him in wearing Officer Menendez's own handcuffs. Andy Field, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The population of gray wolves in Wisconsin is on the rise amid debates over whether the Department of Natural Resources should have a population limit. The DNR says the gray wolf population in the state is currently estimated to be 1,007, a 4% increase over the population estimates last year. The DNR also reported the number of wolf packs decreased slightly, and the number of wolf-related incidents with livestock was the lowest it's been in 15 years. Assembly lawmakers will take up a $546 million ballpark financing plan this week, aiming to keep the Milwaukee Brewers in Wisconsin until at least 2050. The bill was approved by a bipartisan group of lawmakers in the Assembly Committee on State Affairs and will now advance to the full chamber. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the bill would likely be brought up tomorrow. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has expressed support for this proposal for long-term improvements at American Family Field. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Jade Monkey, Diamond Crute, we're going to be there. Live broadcast, party all night.
That's right. The tour stops in Madison at the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove Road Tuesday, October 17th. It all starts with a live broadcast at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
To be restored to Anwar.
Yep.
Excellent news. We'll take it. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com.
Are you tired of think tank approved corporate news and commentary? Are you tired of CEOs telling you what to think, who to hate, and who to vote for? Well, welcome to the Rick Smith Show. We don't take orders from some boardroom, and we don't do focus groups or talking points. We don't work for them, and we never will. I'm Rick Smith, and I work for you. Join us daily at thericksmithshow.com and download the podcast and never miss a minute. You're listening to the best of the Rick Smith Show.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So on Tuesday, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey and Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson held a press conference to announce legislation to expand the Supreme Court from the current 9 to 13. The idea being the stated goal, restore legitimacy to the court. Can you believe we have to talk about this in this day and age? But here we are. Senator Markey highlighted what he said was head-spinning hypocrisy and called for undoing Republican thievery. Hit a chord with me when he said, hey, don't agonize, organize. Don't get mad, get to work. And that's why we've asked Senator Markey to come share some thoughts with us on how maybe we move this forward. Senator, thanks for taking time for us.
I love being with you. Thank you.
So this is not a new concept. It's happened some 86 years ago. What are the chances this legislation is going to move and we're going to actually get some sanity into the court? What are the chances of this getting through?
It's inevitable that it's going to move. And thank you for saying it's happened before. Originally, the Supreme Court only had 6 members on it. It's determined by Congress, not by the Constitution. And Abe Lincoln actually expanded it to 10 seats. Then it got reduced down to 9 seats, which is where it has been. So it's not 9 forever etched into the United States Constitution. This is different. And what's happening, obviously, is that we're living right now in the aftermath of a political heist of 2 Supreme Court seats by Mitch McConnell and by Donald Trump. When Antonin Scalia passed away, they developed a new policy saying, oh my goodness, we cannot confirm a new Supreme Court justice during a presidential year. So they kept the seat vacant for 430 days. Unbelievable. It was like eight seats for 430 days so that they could then put Gorsuch on after Trump won. Then this sacred doctrine goes right into the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So she passes away, and all of a sudden, in 30 days, right before the Trump reelection in 2020, they can confirm Amy Coney Barrett. 30 days, not 430 days.
Right.
So that's hypocrisy on stilts, and they swiped the 2 seats. Well, what are the consequences? Well, the repeal of Roe versus Wade. reducing safety measures for gun laws. And ultimately, all union rights will be on the table, as will health, as will safety laws. They're all going to be now on the table for a radical right-wing 6-3 majority in the Supreme Court. And what we need to do in order to rectify this heist is to increase the number of justices by 4 up to 13, and then that will restore the balance that otherwise would have existed if the Republicans had not stolen those seats. It would be 7-6, and then we can begin to restore precedent, restore some semblance of respect for what our country has become, and not this crazy nostalgia for a time that never existed that this Supreme Court majority now seeks to impose upon us, something from 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago. And ultimately, I believe that every session of the Supreme Court, coming up, by the way, just in June of this year, they're gonna basically make 5 or 6 decisions that are going to outrage the American people.
Right.
Then next June, they're going to do the same thing. And it's all going to build towards more and more members of the House and Senate signing on to the bill to expand the court and putting it on the ballot for 2024 as a big issue that all Americans are going to have to reckon with as they're going into the ballot box.
Yeah, I think it's important, as you pointed out, there are a lot of big things that get the attention. And when I talk to my conservative friends, you go, yeah, okay, fine, you're against the abortion rights. But all of these other things, all of this corporate stuff, the Roberts Court, in my view, probably the most corporate court in the history of our country. I saw a thing the other day that said when the Chamber of Commerce puts in a brief on any case, they win almost more than three quarters of the time, upwards of 80% of the time they win. You said union rights are on the chopping table, safe working conditions, all of this stuff that applies to working people every day that never gets the headlines. And I think that's stuff that has to be pointed out as well. The entire 20th century is on the chopping block.
Every single worker safety, job protection, union protection law is going to be on the table. They now have a home court advantage, a home Supreme Court advantage, and they're going to win every single time, corporate America.
Well, what do you say to this?
Undermine those rights.
What do you say to the argument? Look, Senator, the Republicans just played the game better. They out-organized, they out-funded, they for decades have funded right-wing think tanks and media outlets and, the Federalist Society. They've got the infrastructure to build this juggernaut. They've just done it better. What do you say to that argument?
I say that we've got to do it better ourselves. That's why we have to expand the court. Now, people say, well, that is unseemly. We shouldn't do that. My answer is, when bullies steal your lunch money down the schoolyard, if you don't do anything about it, they're going to come back over and over and over again stealing your lunch money. So we've got to fight back. And the way to fight back, the way to stand up to bullies is to expand the court, to take back control that legitimately belongs in Democratic hands.
Now, what's interesting to me, and I had a conversation a couple of years ago with a conservative who told me, actually it was the night that Trump was elected, said it's going to be interesting watching liberals become states' rights people and people learning just how important the Supreme Court is. And this was well before a lot of this stuff was in the headlines. And you look today, the anniversary of the Brown versus Board of Education decision. You go in a couple of weeks, you're going to have the Loving anniversary of the Loving decision. All of this stuff that we take for granted, that's popular in the public, that people want, this court could conceivably overturn in the coming years, as weeks, months, and years, as you pointed out.
We went 100 years after the Civil War thinking we had a 14th Amendment, a 15th Amendment. Thinking that we had a right to vote for all blacks in our country. Didn't happen. It took Martin Luther King Jr., took people like Thurgood Marshall being put on the Supreme Court, who was the lead lawyer in Brown versus Board of Education, by the way, in 1953, in order to begin to implement what the promise was of the Civil War in terms of protecting the rights of minorities in our country. So that's something that really sticks in the craw of these very conservative, especially red state Republicans who want to go back.